I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. We're ready?
We're ready, yeah.
I'm like, we're ready. We're doing this. I'm so weird because we're doing it on like a Friday when you're actually
supposed to be drinking. It's like a gorilla recording.
All right, here we go. Welcome to this edition of What's in Renee's Glass? Cheers. All righty.
Inky.
So.
Okay.
Couple of things. It is a testable grape. It's something that you should know. It is a blend, but it is a majority of one grape, substantial okay. majority of one grape. Just kind of something fun. So let's go. W set us.
This is, I'd probably say medium.
Red wine.
Intensity. Red wine.
Yep.
I'm getting ready to say medium ruby, although it's pretty rich. Doesn't quite go to purple, but I'd say medium ruby. On the nose. Ooh. All right. I get the red fruit going to dark fruit, which usually to me means currant.
Did you say ruby?
I said ruby.
Excellent.
Okay.
I did a little W-sit training this time to make sure I really help you as you get closer and closer to that exam. So, yeah.
I know.
What are your aromas in this one?
Oh, man, I take my glasses off. I was reading.
You know you can't smell with your glasses
on.
No, I just opened this.
Like but red fruit, I'd say like the red fruit going dark, which for me is mm-hmm. usually an indication of either like a currant that I'm not as particularly good on. Mmm. Mm. Okay.
It's very quaffable.
It's very quaffable, but it's got a lot more tertiary on the palate.
What's that tell you?
That tells me that there has been some maturation on this, potentially.
Okay.
Or
what's the vessel?
Or it's certainly oak. Mm-hmm. Well, oak would be secondary.
Also true, sorry.
Yeah.
It's Friday. So. I'm so used to doing this on a Tuesday.
I feel like I'm not ready for this.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
primary is from the grape and the fermentation. Secondary is from is winemaker choices, and tertiary is usually age. But it could be.
What are you thinking about the what are you thinking about the tannins on here, the alcohol?
The it's got some tannin in it, and I would say acid as well. I would say let me get my acid here.
Yep. It's very nice.
I'd say medium plus to high acid, probably medium plus, I think I'd be safe with. It's got medium plus tannin.
Yeah,
at least that
medium
as well.
Plus, yep.
It's got this richness on the back end, on the final thing that's almost like a cooked fruit or a stewed fruit.
It's funny because it makes me think pie.
Yeah.
When I taste it, it makes me think like Thanksgiving pie.
Cherry pie. So.
Yep.
But red or black cherry? I mean, I could say that red going to dark, but that could also be cooked or stewed fruit.
I think you're right. It definitely has some. It has some black cherry.
But it's got some earth, and it has some like the forest, kind of that tertiary forest floor earthy thing happening.
Yeah, where are we thinking this
on the
is
finish?
From?
My initial instinct would be Old World. It's not. It's because it's got. It's fruit though.
Yeah.
With that acid, I would say it's a cooler climate, typically, or it's a warm climate with moderating factors.
Yeah.
Like coastal factors.
I think maybe go that way. I think maybe because we have to do this before happy hour starts.
Okay.
So wine
go
club
that way.
Comes
okay.
in. So,
okay. So
and that was a very interesting way of looking at it, right? But
So a moderate climate, not a warm climate, I wouldn't say necessarily, because it's not.
I mean, I'm getting some pretty bold fruits in there. That's why I think pie.
I guess I'm getting a little vanilla, so there's oak.
Definitely, yep. What do you think the oak is? It's kind of interesting, so.
I don't know. Maybe like a, it's a once-used Cheval Blanc barrel is what it is.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's got enough tannin. It's got, not tannin from that. You get a little bit of tannin from the oak, but it's got some pretty good vanilla. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I get any cedar smoke. Well, a little bit. Cedar smoke, so new, but maybe new French as opposed to new American.
Ooh, yeah, there's that acid. Smack my lips on that.
So.
Yep. All right.
So. New World or Old World? I mean, I would say that it feels more, it's got that, it reminds me of that, I almost said a bad word. Yeah. The Sun So from McPherson, in other words, that it's got elegance, but some rusticity on the edges of it.
I think the people who created this would be very happy when we post this and you said that about it.
You said that the last time. This is not a McPherson Sanso.
This is not a
bright cherry.
This is not a McPherson.
It is not a Nebbiolo because it is not a.
No. It's actually from it's actually from a region that we. I'm going to give you a big old hint here that we don't actually drink a lot of, interestingly enough. But I would start with where do you think the alcohol is on this one? That's going to lead you pretty well.
I need some more.
You need some more.
I need some more.
Welcome to Friday.
I know. I'm not looking at your notes.
Oh, yeah. Did you see them? No. Oh, you don't have your glasses on.
So I don't have my glasses on. It would not have mattered. I saw pretty colors.
How are we? We have two people alcohol. In the galley over here. We have Leslie and Stan. How are you liking this little glass of wine?
I like it.
Yeah? What about you, Stan?
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's nice, right? I was thinking about putting it on the menu at Beauty, but we tasted a little too late, so it might come on our November menu.
It's not high alcohol for sure. At least it's not. Or if it is, it's super balanced. I don't get a lot of burning, but then.
No, I don't either. I think that fruit, I think the fruit actually, it's.
And the fruit and the acid are balancing it out.
I mean, the tannins are definitely softer. It actually is, it's got some alcohol in it. So this is interesting. I will give you a couple of hints. Except maybe once, but I think no, I don't believe we've tested you on this. And it's from a region that, ironically, we have not been
tasting. This varietal?
Yeah, I don't think you've tasted this varietal. In a test that we've done in one of these.
Like a Malbec, South American Malbec?
No, we tasted a Malbec.
I don't know.
No. We've tasted so many of them. But
we don't usually drink. We don't usually do a lot from Argentina or Chile.
Okay.
So, yeah. Which would be warmer climates, but you can get moderating factors on the coastal regions or both, mm-hmm. or elevation.
I think warmer climates. I think you're going. Warmer climates is correct, we definitely get those kind of baked fruits.
Right.
The alcohol is a little bit higher than you think it is. The oak is correct. To be honest, I don't know if it's new or old oak.
But it's French.
New or neutral. It's a very interesting blend of oak that I will tell you about after you guess. It's got some great concentration. It's got some nice acid. Definitely, you know, so. Oh,
there's only 7,000.
Mm-hmm. I thought this would be a little difficult because it's not a grape that we drink a lot of just in general for some reason. So
it's primarily a blender?
No.
It doesn't?
Nope, there's been some hundred. We just happen to not, I mean, it's not.
You are thwarting all of my deductive reasoning today. I know today. I am. You're trying today. To do
it's,
that.
We're messed up because it's a Friday.
I know.
We're used to doing this Tuesday at noon when we're fresh.
I mean, it's got, is it pepper on the back? It's got a little bit. I wouldn't say it's like a Petit Verdot pepper or Syrah thing on the back, but.
I am going to give you, just because we're going through this, there is a little bit of Petit Verdot in it.
Ha! Ha! I say to you.
That is the blender. The Petit Verdot is the minimal grape in it, not the big grape.
But we've had Merlot. We've had Cab Sauv.
I had a Petit
Cab
Verdot.
I'm going through all the different things. Carmenere. Ooh.
We had a lot of good Petit Verdot when I went to the Virginia wine tasting over the weekend, and Michael Schaps had a 100%, I think, 100%
Petit Verdot. Really lovely
Verdot. Oof, that was delicious. Yeah, it was one of my favorite. He actually added a Tannat that was amazing.
There's like a Carignan and a Carmenere.
Which, where, let's talk.
I said New World.
It's definitely New World.
Okay.
But I think you're just hitting the wrong hemisphere. I think you're
California?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will give you, because we don't drink a lot from California. We kind of, in our tasting.
Zinfandel?
No, although I wouldn't say that's not bad. It's, to me, a little plush.
Are you doing this because I texted you that I'm in California, I'm studying California now.
No, actually, I will do shout out.
Go through the California grapes.
One of my reps brought me this as a Pinot taster, Noir. And I thought it was super fun, and I just really enjoyed it, so I thought we'd just use it.
So, the color is ruby, but it's a darker, so it leads me to not be like a Pinot Noir.
It's definitely not Pinot
because it's too high of an alcohol. Yep. As well, that you said that.
Absolutely. And it has oak, which is can be Pinot Noir.
Can be Pinot Noir. It's not a prototypical Cab Sauv, right? Which we've had before. Yep. In vertical tastings.
A little smoky.
Cab Franc. I don't get any violet.
No violet in it. Definitely pie. I get pie.
You keep saying I get pie. Like pie, Merlot. Like bacon, we've had Merlot. We've had Cab Sauv. We have kind of like Zinfandel.
Come on, give me a little. All
right. Is this like one of this is like, it doesn't.
I wonder if you're going to be studying.
North this or south?
North or south in the country. South.
So like Santa Barbara, Paso Robles?
Damn, now you're going to make me look at my
Not Napa or Sonoma.
Not Napa or Sonoma.
Okay, not Napa or Sonoma. And so then that leaves the Central Coast. Central Coast could be Santa Barbara, Paso Robles, Santa Ynez.
Yes, it is. You are not incorrect in having Paso Robles in your mind. That is not where it's from, but it is. Oh, no, that's where Paso Robles is down there. Sorry, that is my mistake.
Los Olivos?
No, it's actually, sorry, I'm going to give you another little hint.
I'm just throwing out names now that I've got.
It's north of Paso Robles, south of San Francisco.
Well, that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good range of land, if you've ever driven it.
I think it's a little difficult because it's a grape that you have not had. We don't normally tend to get it.
It's not a typical California grape, then.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think it's atypical. I mean, it's not like black grapes.
Okay, Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Petit Syrah, Petit Syrah.
Bam. Bam, deductive reasoning.
Okay.
I liked how your eye, I almost didn't tell you, but
I was
going to see where you were going to keep running through, and then when you hit
Syrah, and then I stopped, and then I was like, wait, Petit Syrah. Like, yeah. Okay, it's a Petit Syrah. Okay,
so this is actually kind of cool. So this is called...
11 minutes 46
seconds. Okay, this is called Odd Lot. It's super fun. It's a Petit Syrah, Petit Verdot, Monterey County, Hames Valley. It's 80% Petit Syrah, 20% Petit Verdot, and it's actually aged in French, American, and Hungarian oak.
Rude.
Yeah, right?
That's complicated.
It's got morning fog.
But you get that
area.
Petit Verdot, though. Yeah. You get the Petit Verdot. It's
morning fog, strong winds, broad temperature swings, intense sunshine.
It's called an extreme diurnal shift, people.
Yep,
long and it's really good for grapes.
Right, long warm days give you that dark fruit flavors and dramatic nighttime cooling, gets that balance in the structure on it. It's got a super fun label.
Yes, it does. It's like a cartoon strip, comic strip.
Yep. All right. Well, Renee, I got to go help a customer. So yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go.
That was great. Okay, great.
Oh, it's Dave.